Welcome to Awesome Autism Tools. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to tell you about something really special that I've put together as a gift for you. Because I know so many of you want a little more peace, a little more support, and maybe a little bit more help from heaven in your everyday life. I have a free mini class called Ask Your Angels, They're Anxious to Assist. And it's honestly one of my favorite things that I've ever made. It is a simple five-part series that teaches you how to actually ask for angelic help in your parenting, your daily tasks, your worries, and even those moments when you feel totally alone. I share stories, tools, and the exact steps I use when I'm asking for angels in my own life. You can watch it or you can listen to it on a private podcast if you love learning on the go. So if you've ever wondered, are angels helping me or how do I ask for help and actually feel it? This is the class for you. It's totally free and you can join by clicking the link in the show notes or going to awesomeautismtools.com/angels. Grounding and Shielding Made Easy. How my seventh book was born, the inspiration for it, and then I'll read it to you and then provide information on how you can download your free copy. So I had a client who, in a spirit-to-spirit session, at the end, he handed me this book. It was a picture book about grounding and shielding, and it was written by me. And I'm like, oh no, I have to write another book. Up to this point, I had authored 6 books and honestly did not enjoy writing any of them. But I had never done a picture book before, so I'm like, okay, well, writing it will be easy, but how am I going to do the illustrations? So someone suggested I reach out to non-speakers and see if any of them wanted to do it, but I got no takers. But luckily, I had a mom who said, try using AI, and she showed me some YouTube videos, and I thought, okay, this is perfect. I'm making this book as basically something to give away so people can find it easier to ground and shield, and I felt okay using AI to make the images. And it was pretty easy once I figured out how to do it, and it gets the point across. So it took me a few weeks, but I finally made my picture book, and now it's been out for a while, and I've gotten really great feedback about it. It's been very helpful for some of the children and even their parents. I am going to read the book to you, and I hope you enjoy. Grounding and Shielding Made Easy by Sheridan Ripley. Sam was a young boy who liked to be in the world sometimes. Sometimes it felt like too much. He felt like he wasn't quite on the earth or in his body, and he was overwhelmed by everything going on around him. There were just so many sounds and emotions, and it just felt like so much. Then he learned some tools that helped him to be in the world, to be in his body and feel safer and present. Here are some simple steps so you can learn to ground and shield too. Grounding. First, there is grounding. Grounding helps bring our energy back into our body and into balance and alignment. Mind and spirit connection. Grounding starts with connecting our mind and our spirit, our eternal self and our thinking self. You can close your eyes and imagine your spirit coming fully into your head, connecting to your mind, and know that they work together much better when they are connected. Spirit, mind, and body. It's important that your spirit and mind also connect with your body fully, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. This helps your spirit and mind communicate to all the cells in your body and your cells to communicate back and respond in a way that is in harmony. Close your eyes right now and ask, can I feel my whole body? Are my mind and spirit fully here in my body in this moment? Can I feel my toes? Can I feel my fingers? It's okay if you can't yet. You can learn how. Take a deep breath and know that breathing is one way to help connect your spirit, mind, and body together. Rooted to the earth. The third step is grounding to the earth. You can imagine like you are a tree with roots growing out from the bottom of your feet deep into the earth. Whatever does not serve your mind, body, or spirit, you can send down out those roots into the earth, and it will process it for you. Connecting to heaven. The fourth step is connecting to heaven. You can send your gratitude and love upwards to heaven, and you can feel God's divine love and light shining back down on you. Fully grounded. Now your body, mind, and spirit are connected, and you are fully grounded from heaven to the center of the earth. You are in an infinity loop of love, with positive energy flowing down from above through your body into the earth, and then cycling back up with gratitude and love. You can understand and believe, every time I am grounded, I stand in the middle of an endless flow of love and support. Two wonderful affirmations to help remember that is, this is my body, here I am. Mind, body, spirit, all connected together, and I am connected to heaven and earth. Shielding. Now that you are grounded, let's also get you shielded. Sam sometimes would struggle with too much energy or emotions in his body. But often, it wasn't that he had that many, but he felt so many of the emotions and energy around him, and they all got into him so easily. He learned he could feel safer and stronger when he used shielding. Then I have a little page where you can color along as we go through the steps. Green. Imagine or color green around your heart. This helps keep your eternal self safe. That spirit self that is inside of you. Yellow. Take yellow and color around the green. This yellow helps protect your spirit self here on the earth. It helps you feel more confident and keeps you steady when things around you feel uncertain. Red is the next color. Color red around your whole body. It can be in a circle or the shape of your body. This provides an energetic protection for your physical body. It can keep out unwanted energy, like too much noise, unexpected interactions, or even germs if somebody sneezes near you. Orange. Orange is the next color. It is the one that shields us from other people's emotions. Sometimes when Sam was at school and a friend felt very sad, he used to feel that sadness too. Once he learned that he could use the color orange, he would imagine the orange strengthening around him. And then Sam didn't feel sad, even though his friend still did. It protected him, which helped Sam to just feel his own emotions. And it was easier for him to care about others because he wasn't overwhelmed by their emotions too. Blue. Blue is our relationship boundary. Having nice, smooth, solid edges helps us to connect without overwhelm. Sam learned that when he put his blue layer on before school, it helped him to feel more comfortable with his friends, and it was easier to interact with other people all around him. Blue could even help his relationships with his parents and siblings, too. Bonus layers. You can add special layers as needed. Sam was once at Disneyland and felt overwhelmed, so he asked for a Disneyland layer. Guess what he saw? A giant Mickey Mouse head protecting him, and he felt better right away. You can create a special layer for a person, a place, or a thing. The only limitation is your imagination. White. The white layer is a spiritual protection, and it's so big. It's the largest, most radiant shield you ever could have. This layer connects you to your angels, divine love, and anything else supportive. It's hard to color the white layer, so imagine the white part of the page is what you colored. Grounded and shielded. You can feel safe and protected, as well as strong and calmer, when you take time each morning to ground and shield. And you can also ground and shield as needed throughout the day. Remember what Sam did at Disneyland? You can do the same thing. You can even create a new layer in your shield as you need it. Then I have a song to quickly ground and shield. Grounding and shielding can be as easy as singing a 33-second song. Since you have created it in your mind, and maybe even created it by coloring it, you can sing the song to activate it. I have a mind and spirit and a body too. I am here upon the earth and connected to heaven too. Green layer, yellow layer, then comes red, orange, and then there's blue. Any other layer that I need, then white with angels too. Then I have a picture of somebody's color shield that they drew. An example of someone's color shield. They also have an apron as part of their shield, which I go into more detail on my podcast episodes. Sign up for my newsletter for free access to the private podcast where I go into more depth with grounding and shielding. I have short visualizations to walk you through practicing both grounding and shielding, ideas for extra layers you may need, as well as me singing the song. I have found that some of my clients need extra support to ground and shield if they have some blocks preventing it. Please reach out if you feel like you need more support after trying it on your own. The end. I'm so excited to announce I'm having an Angel 5-day Voxer group. A Voxer group is a small private chat where we all share the same space, kind of like a cozy living room, but you're on your phone. And you get to do it on your own time. There's no scheduled calls, there's no pressure. You just show up when you can, listen, and then you're able to share your thoughts and feelings. It's kind of like an interactive podcast. Inside this 5-day Angel Voxer group, you'll be able to hear short voice memos from me. You'll be able to share your own messages or questions. You can share your angel experiences. You can ask for prayers or support. We'll celebrate miracles together. And the other thing that I'll be doing is giving a daily prompt every day so that you can practice interacting and asking your angels for help. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm so excited to see you there. It will be December 8th through the 12th, and the link is in the show notes if you want to sign up. I hope to see you there.